This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters in Colorado Springs may vote again on allowing recreational marijuana in the city. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
In a packed city council meeting, dozens of Colorado Springs residents expressed their disapproval with city leaders for considering putting the contentious issue back on the ballot in April. Kent Jarning, a longtime resident of Colorado Springs, received applause after voicing his frustration.
I get the feeling the city council is going to keep putting this on the ballot until it's voted down. I may be totally wrong on that.
Despite 54% of voters agreeing to let medical dispensaries sell recreational cannabis, local officials say they feel voters were confused when they passed one question for recreational sales while rejecting another. Council members are expected to vote in 2 weeks on whether they should put the issue on the April ballot. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A proposal to annex 1,900 acres east of Colorado Springs has initial approval from the city council. The annexation of land near Schriever Space Force Base could eventually result in about 6,500 new homes. A lawsuit in Boulder seeking to make oil companies pay for climate change disasters may have gotten a boost this week. Boulder and San Miguel counties have sued ExxonMobil and Suncor Energy. And this week, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to a similar lawsuit from Hawaii. That suit alleges that oil companies misled the public about the effects of global warming. Marco Simons is an attorney in the Boulder case.
The bill should not fall entirely on Boulder County and their taxpayers.
The Colorado Supreme Court will hear that case next month. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today near 60. It's getting much colder for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.